So as I mentioned at the very beginning, we are at this time celebrating the mystery of the resurrection of Christ. This is a man has come back from the dead and continues to encounter us, attempting to engage us in a relationship. And this is what Peter in the Acts of the Apostles is talking about today. But what always takes me back a little bit is the honesty with which Peter is talking to the Sanhedrin. If you look at some of these conversations, he's talking about the Sanhedrin being the ones to send Jesus to his death. He doesn't gloss that over. So in today's reading, for example, he says, "The God of our ancestors raised Jesus, though you had him killed by hanging him on a tree." That kind of truth could seem brutal. Like, what, Peter, why do you say that? I mean, aren't you trying to endear yourself here? That's not the way to endear yourself. You don't tell someone they're what they've done like that. But see, that's not what Peter learned from Jesus. Because in today's gospel, Jesus asks Peter three times whether Peter loves Jesus. For each one of the times Peter denied that he knew Jesus, Jesus now asks him, "Do you love me, Peter?" And Peter, by the third time, is even hurt, obviously, because he knows he denied Jesus, and Jesus is asking a third time, and Peter's going, "Oh, he doesn't believe me. He doesn't believe that I love him. And how could he? There's no reason for him to believe me. I did. I denied him." That's painful. That's painful. That hurts. And Peter says it the third time Jesus asks him, you know, and he's hurt when Jesus asks a third time. And that's how Jesus is with us, too. There's truth. There's honesty. He says, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." So he's not glossing things over the way we tend to. I think we tend to, I'm not quite sure how this happened or when this happened, but we kind of treat the truth like it's our enemy in some ways. We kind of got to soften that, and we don't want to live in too much truth because it gets brutal. But that's not how Jesus is. He approaches us. And the reason for that being that we do need to come to the realization that Jesus, when he meets Peter, he's not shaking his finger at him. He's not trying to load a bunch of guilt on him. He's trying to free him. And that's what Peter is doing with the Sanhedrin. If you but repent, you can know the same joy I knew when Jesus forgave me. That's the message Peter has with the Sanhedrin. His purpose isn't to stand there before the Sanhedrin to make them feel awful about themselves. You know, you were the ones. You know, like, he's not standing there as the accuser, but he's got a message of mercy. But we really can't understand our need for mercy without truth. I can't really go to the doctor, receive the remedy, unless I first receive the God-honest truth about the diagnosis. And that's how it works with Jesus. And when you start down that path of truth, it may not be all that flattering necessarily to your ego when you start to realize how you fall short in the Catholic life, but you will begin to discover the mercy of Christ, that he's not standing before you ready to pick at your faults. He's standing before you in incredible love. That's the thing. See, at the core of the Catholic life is a relationship. It's a relationship with Jesus. That's the core of the Catholic life. But for some reason, we have a tendency to turn it into a to-do list that has me at the focus. Well, I've done this, I've done this, I've done this, so therefore I deserve to be in good graces with Jesus. And we never get to our Lord. Like, do we ever get to know Him? And that's where you start to experience the good news. This is like incredible love coming to us from this altar right here. You won't find love like this anywhere else on the face of the earth. It's so total. And how do you respond to that? How do you respond to that? How do we respond to someone who loves us that much? It's hard to respond to that if we never get to it. See, this is the thing. We need to get to that. And that's what Jesus does with us. We don't have anything to fear in the truth, even if it's not necessarily flattering about ourselves. What did I do in the past? What am I doing now? If there's anything in the way that's keeping you from Jesus, He wants you to understand what it is and remove it. And that's why He comes to us in honesty, not so that you'll grovel and feel like you're a bunch of garbage in front of Him, no, but so that you can be relieved of it and come into the freedom of the children of God. That's what it's about. See, this is what love is. He's forgiving us. He's merciful. And He loves you. That's the message of good news. At the core of the Catholic life is this relationship of a man who was dead, who's coming back to us from the dead, from this altar, in love. Now, one thing we can sometimes forget is Jesus has a human heart like you and I do. He actually does have a human heart like you and I do, which means when He loves us, and just follow me here for a moment because there's a real possibility this is going on. When He loves us so much, only to meet our indifference, that grieves Him. I mean, take a moment to take that in. You might say, well, He's Jesus. He's resurrected. He's out of this world. He's fine. He's in heaven. What do you mean my refusal of His love would grieve Him? It does. It grieves the Lord because He loves you. That's what makes Him grieve. If we are indifferent to that, we wake up, we come to Him. He's coming to us from this altar in love. How do we respond to that? That is the question of the Catholic life. Because it says something about me if I encounter this kind of love and am indifferent to it. That says something about me. And see, what the Catholic life is about is attempting to have us come into this kind of love and attempt to respond to it. And that begins what we call spiritual growth, where great love is met and we attempt to return it. And that's the saints. I mean, St. John of the Cross, in the evening of life, we will be judged on love. Not our to-do list, but our love. Because the to-do list will take care of itself. When you start loving Jesus, it'll start to take care of itself. And that's what this whole Catholic life is about, is that kind of relationship. When we meet this kind of love, how are we responding to it? How are we taking it in? How are we receiving it? And then how are we reciprocating it in a relationship? And honestly, it does grieve Jesus to meet indifference when He's loving us this much. He has a human heart, just like you and I do. I mean, imagine what you would feel like if you loved someone and your love met indifference. That hurts. That hurts. It hurts us. And I'm here to tell you, it also hurts him. This is a relationship. He is a man. He's a man. Yeah, he's God. That's true. He is God. And we grant him all kinds of exemptions because of that, to sort of pull him out of our gambit of life and say, well, he's not really part of this whole picture. Guess what he is? Because he's also a man, a human being like you and I are. Yes, he's God. Yeah, that's true. Glorified humanity. But he's not like, I don't know, we get this idea like that's somehow unrelated to us. But boy, that humanity brings him right down to standing right in front of you and I from this altar in so much love. That's the thing. And how are you going to respond to that? And there's where you begin to understand the meaning of the Catholic life. It's spiritual growth, because when do you ever stop growing in your capacity to love? It never stops. There's no end to that. There's no end to that. But we got to get started first. We need to get started. And so that's what I invite you to today is Jesus is coming to all of us here in this from this altar with a great deal of love. And I'm not sure where you are with that, but I think we need to take stock of that and begin with the truth. Where am I with that? How do I respond to this kind of love coming from the altar? Where am I with that? It could start even possibly with, well, I'm a bit indifferent. Or maybe my faith is weak and I'm wavering on that. Well, I'm not so sure it's even true. I'm not sure where you are, but it can only start where it is in truth. And then you begin. See, that's what I'm trying to say. Not to kind of bring you down a notch, but to try to bring you into who are you meeting here? And it's Jesus coming back to you from the dead. And he's coming in immense love that you will not meet anywhere else on the face of the earth, ever. And so we come here and we begin to start practicing how to respond to love. I mean, there's a lot of, he gives us a lot of rope to learn and a lot of mercy to get going. Because you need a lot of space in the beginning. We're not really good at loving, but we can learn. So let's get started. That's the beginning of the spiritual life, learning how to love someone who loves you so much that you can no longer be indifferent to it. And that's Jesus Christ come to us from the dead. So let the spiritual life begin, recognizing that at the core of the Catholic life is not a to-do list, but a relationship with a living God.